Alright, welcome back. Game Makes Podcast, episode 12.
What they calling you, dick?
Saturday, September 27th, 2008.
Word.
Back in this bitch. So, you know how it go.
Word.
We have a new guest. We finally got Scat.
Yeah.
So I guess we can stop talking shit officially now.
I ain't gonna stop talking shit.
Dude, it was almost like a tradition.
The shit talking has just begun.
You know? I'm like, damn, man. It's kind of fun talking shit.
Word.
But,
especially you got Scat?
Dude, you still can't find the room?
Right, that's what we can start talking shit about that.
Yeah. Like, yo, okay, look. You go to the first screen is join game, right?
Yeah,
go,
join game.
And then you
filter
can,
it.
Right. Filter it by friends.
Yeah, so your opponents are friends, yeah.
Right.
So I've done that.
What are y'all playing? What are y'all doing over there?
Look, right here, we're playing a game that Space cannot play, people. It is called Wipeout HD.
That Space prefers not to play.
He's about to hate this week. He took my title for Hater of the Week.
Space prefers not to play because Space doesn't give a shit about PS3.
That's crazy. Hold on, let me start it over. I'm gonna make a new one.
For the record.
Opponents.
For the record, ladies.
Three. Friends, three.
Space don't give a fuck about a PS3. Unless it's free.
Alright, I found this shit now. Okay.
Dude, I already canceled it. Hold up. I'm about to start a new one. Hold up.
Okay, you gonna start a new one. And
what's taking y'all motherfuckers so long?
So tell us about Unforced Unleashed, because that's what you're playing, right?
Skate's in the room now.
Yeah.
Talon's been playing Force Unleashed too.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Like crazy.
You already know. I sent that message to you last night talking shit.
Yeah. I couldn't even hear that shit. It was just like, yo, Space. I was like,
that's basically what I was doing.
Talking about Force Unleashed.
Well, Force Unleashed, in my eyes, is nothing but a watered-down Assassin's Creed.
Ooh. Watered down?
Why you say that? Assassin's Creed?
Yeah, story's good. Gameplay, mediocre. The gameplay watered the game down a lot. Sure, you can do a lot of stuff. You know, you can throw the blade, but I don't know. Okay, there's a level up system on the game, but you don't know when you're getting experience points. It shows up out of nowhere. It's like you level up, and then you get to put it to your new skills. Like, but not every weapon's unlocked. You know, everything's unlocked, just like Assassin's Creed. After you pass the chapter, you get a new skill, like the blade throw or the lightning shield. Just like Assassin's Creed, when you got your weapons back from the beginning of the game.
The room is created, fellas.
Oh, it's on. So I'm about to pause this Star Wars.
I'm kind of feeling this Force Unleashed.
What part are you up to?
I don't know.
Who is this guy in the room?
Oh,
man, we in a different man. Scat, these your friends?
No.
I ain't joining this room. I'm out this room. Force Unleashed to me is great. It's a good game. It just watered down Assassin's Creed to me.
You heard the man.
They need to add a little bit more Kool-Aid packages in that bad boy. Hey, story's amazing, though. I love the story, though. No lie. Great story.
Yeah, I heard
Go ahead. I just been playing it on mute, running around slicing people up, so... sorry.
So do you think it's more fun using the Force powers or using the saber?
Depends.
Yeah. Nah, it's just like you gotta upgrade. It's one of those like kind of like Castle Crashes, but the more you upgrade, the more powers you get. So, I mean, I assume and I've heard that once you really get all your powers together, the game is just like trying to outdo yourself with the combos you put together.
Right.
But I'm not there yet, so right now it's just running around and shit.
We understand, Polywan.
So we're finally racing on Whitebot HD. I mean, I
what
really.
What the hell? How you do that? See, I just got the game, so y'all know. Y'all already knew what to do. I'm about to
Honestly, for $20, this is the deal. Like it has pretty much everything you could want it to have. There's very few things that it has, like, that it's, you know. It even has, like, a surround sound mode test where you could actually test your speakers. And most games, even higher production games, $60 games don't even have that. Like, the custom soundtracks is killing because you could, basically, whatever you rip into your PS3, you could create a playlist and run through those tracks in random or in the order that you want. And then it has, like, as far as, like, the audio options is great because you could, like, adjust the bass. You could adjust, like, if you want more bass out of it, if you want the sound effects. You know, you could tweak the sound effects to music level how you want it. And it's just, like, really good. And as far as, like, sound quality is 5.1 surround sound. And the graphics are, like, straight crispy. You know what I'm saying?
It is crispy.
It's super crispy. Fresh, bright.
What can you do? I'm kicking your ass.
Yeah, Scat is.
Look, we don't really care about that shit, Scat. You, how many trophies you got on this shit?
Scat,
like 7%.
I just shot him. Though.
I just played my first fight, race.
Yeah, but yeah, this like okay. I think that this is a great example of what Sony could do to get back in the lead or to get a lead. Well, I can't say get back in the lead because they never really had the lead.
They never had a lead.
Right, like. Offering this game for only $20 is saying you paid a grip for the system, but we're gonna look out for you. You know what I'm saying? Because they could have easily charged. Oops, Scat, what happened? They could have easily charged $39 for this. You know, because it's that good. The quality is so high. It's 60 frames per second, 1080p. It's really, 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 really crispy. This is a you know. So, I mean, if they're gonna be putting out this kind of quality at that price, it kind of would. It kind of makes the purchase of the systems make a lot more sense to people, you know? Like, okay. Yeah. Like, I'm getting my money's worth, you know?
Hell yeah.
So,
I'm not buying me. That shit.
Man, quit hating over there. Hate.
But, like, I've played a bunch online. Damn, Scat won. I played
what?
A bunch online and.
Oh, you won.
Oh, I won. Haha.
What? I don't understand
look,
that shit.
I don't give a damn. I'm in last place. Look. Y'all had this game since Thursday. I got this game like an hour ago.
I don't understand how you won.
Yeah, weren't you in front?
Unless
it was lag. Ha ha. Ha ha. But the online mode is gravy. But there are some people saying that it's been crashing on them. Like if you have over 50 people on your friends list, it crashes the game because they just added that feature recently, allowing people to have over like 50. I think it's up to 100 on their friends list. So you have people. A lot of people have to delete their list down to 50 or 61 people to get it to not crash on them. So that's kind of whack. So they need to put out a patch ASAP. But like, I only have like 20 people on my friends list. So
you got more friends than I do.
So I don't have that problem. Or whatever, but this shit is hot.
I am in first place. Don't know what I am doing.
I know. What's up with that? But so yeah, it's hot. I also got that Little Big Planet beta.
Tell them how you feel. I want to know how that really feels by your hands. You know, like. Was there any lag, you know, button delay?
In terms of what?
Like, you know, you push something. You know, like some games have button delays where you push the button and then it'll jump late, you know? You know, like, is there a quick response to the controls?
In Little Big Planet or in the in Wipeout? In Little Big Planet?
Yes.
In Little Big Planet, it's pretty good. Like, I mean, it's a different kind of game. Like, it's like a platformer puzzle type game. There's like two different modes. When you start out, it's a tutorial on like how to play the game. So it's a guy with a British accent that's like, you know, this is Little Big Planet, and on Little Big Planet you can, you know, open your Poppet and do this and create, customize your character. So it's kind of like a, you know, as when you start it out, it's telling you how to play it, and then you get into it. It's a story mode, and the story mode is you have these worlds, and you basically just go through it. It's basically just getting to the end, and you have to figure out how to push the blocks in the right place or how to swing from where to where in order to get to the end. And it's real creative because just the way it looks, it, you know, it has that, you know, you've all seen the, like, the pictures and stuff. It's real creative, some of the things that they have, and, you know, all that good stuff. So that's just one part of the game.
Sorry for cutting you off, Brooklyn, but they gave me shield where I should have got some missiles to blow you off the map at the end of the race.
Tell them why you mad, son.
I'm mad because they gave me a shield. What a shield gonna do? It was the last lap and the last stretch.
So it's, and you can play two-player co-op, you know, where you can help each other out and stuff like that. And but the biggest part of the game, it's not really the story mode. It's like the online mode, where you basically, there's a planet, and the planet is made up of all these levels that people created. And on that level, you basically, like, can see how many times that user created level or little planet has been played, and what people have rated it, and you know, you can go into it. Like, they had one that was like Super Mario Brothers, the first level of it, like a recreation of it. So it's like you can see a lot of what people have been doing and creating. And some of it is really, really, really funky. Like, this one dude created created this level that looked like it was like dinosaurs, and you got to ride the dinosaurs or maneuver around the dinosaurs to get to the end. And another level that I played was like they made like a roller coaster, so it was like a big wheel, but the wheel had rockets on the, like, the spokes of the wheel, and whenever you would grab a handle, the rockets would fire, and that would kind of make you that would make the rockets would fire up, and that would cause the wheel to spin, and the wheel would spin up this, like, roller coaster, like, up a hill, and the hill would go up and around, and it was kind of crazy. And if you make it to the end, you get, like, points, and you get, like, materials that you could use to make your levels. So the more you beat, the more things you get awarded, and the things you get awarded allow you to make more elaborate levels, and that's kind of, like, the premise or a lot of a major mechanic of the game. And it's pretty interesting. It's pretty, actually pretty cool once you start to see it. And I think, like, it's the kind of game, like, it almost would be like if Nintendo was to be on some next level shit and they made a game that, you know, because like anybody could play that. Like, people of all, like, no matter what you like, I'm pretty sure you could find something about that appeals to you because of the creativity of it, you know? Like, females, males. It's the kind of game you could play with your girlfriend, you know? And she would have a good time because of the sheer cuteness and creativity of it. But it's not overly cute, you know? Because some of the designs of the levels were kind of devious. And, like, you know, you can make fire pits and lava, but it's still cute, you know? Because of the art style. But so it's pretty cool. I think it's going to be big.
So Space, would you play that?
Little Big Planet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would get a PS3 for that game, but I haven't played it yet, so. But based upon what I've heard about it, that's the type of game that I would enjoy. Unlike Wipeout HD, which is a fake F-Zero. I like original games. Games with creativity involved with development.
Word up.
Man, so I am losing my ass on this shot.
Yeah, what happened, Scat?
What
happened?
Scat, how you feeling?
A really cool thing about this game is that, like, all the levels are unlocked in multiplayer mode, like online mode, which is hot. You don't have, you know, like, I don't have most of these unlocked. But what do you think, Scat?
I don't know, man. The game's too sick for me. Fuck it, I'm getting my ass beat, though. I'm not happy about this shit.
He ain't talking, because he's getting his ass whooped.
Yeah, I'm getting pissed off.
Finally on the podcast, ain't saying shit. Thanks, Scat. He's like, I'm here now. I ain't saying shit. I'm getting my ass beat.
I might have to stop playing.
Nah, what do you think, though?
Yo, I'm still not totally convinced about this Force Unleashed game, man.
What do you mean?
It's like a lot of running around. Like, I don't know. It's not convincing. Like Talon was saying, the storyline is dope when you get to those scenes, but I mean, it feels almost kind of sandboxy.
What do you mean? Like, you can go anywhere, you don't have to go to the end, or it doesn't make you want to get to the end of the level?
I mean, it's like a big-ass board that's kind of set up like a maze, and then it's like, after a while, you just run out of people to fight until you figure out which way you're going.
Oh, so there's no, like, clear demarcation of where you gotta go. It's not linear like that.
Talon, do you think it's linear?
Yeah, okay. When I was playing it, you know, there's certain parts of the game I was like, man, I'm not fighting these guys. You just look on a map and then you see the next park you need to go to and you run over there. But I see what you're saying about it feels like a sandbox game without being a sandbox game, which really is stupid, you know. I thought they should have did it more of a sandbox where you should be able to go to whatever planet you need to go so you can upgrade your weapon, your lightsaber, find your weapons, like Knights of the Old Republic.
A little bigger, right?
Yeah, because instead of going straight to the level, it's more like, okay, this game could have been a side-scrolling game.
Yeah, seriously.
A 2D side-scrolling game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how it could have been played. It could have made it like that. It would have been funner if it was on the Game Boy Advance.
Yo, I have to agree. Like, if this game was side-scroller, it might have been funner.
That's fucked
up. The game is kind of frustrating trying to line yourself up to do attacks.
Or just to jump on something.
Yeah.
But you didn't have that problem in Castle Crashers, though? Like, I found like that was something that kind of was a little... But, you know, you can't really blame the game because that's kind of how those games are. Like, if you're not on the same exact lined up with them, you can't hit them, you know?
I mean, with a 2D side-scroller, you know, all you gotta really do is line your shadow up.
Right.
What you talking about? You just do the Super Mario jump, you know, the edge, where you have one foot on the edge and you can jump everywhere. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, you'd be like, man, I can't pass this jump. You gotta get to the edge.
Yeah.
Y'all know what I'm saying. Man, that bullshit, the 8-bit edge. What the hell? Brooklyn, how many times have you played this shit, man?
Why?
You just be blowing her mouth out. Scat don't even want to talk. I'm over here talking shit.
Scat, man, what's up? What do you think about the game, man? How do you feel? You bought this game the first day. You had it before everybody because of the time difference. But so, what do you think, man?
Yeah, to be honest, I'm very impressed. I think they need to release more shit like this, especially for the price. I can't fucking complain. I think the graphics and shit. I'm feeling dizzy on this.
He can't talk.
Epileptic seizure.
Well, I'm getting dizzy. Fuck
Scat
this.
Has a seizure.
Oh, we had the first seizure. Like, man, I thought I was gonna be the one to have it.
I'm real queasy. Call a medic.
Everything's tighten up. Scat, what happened? Did he have the seizure? He's in last place.
Are y'all playing this on a flat screen TV or what? Regular TV?
Yeah, regular. Only until I go to my dad's home and then it's HD all the way.
That's what I'm saying, dog.
Man, I don't care if y'all on HD. You know, I got that big booty TV, you know, like my own big booty.
Gotta play this on the HD.
I got that old school.
I'm telling you, man, it looks mad different.
Not me.
Like, I will honestly...
I got a monitor.
I will honestly say, I had a Vizio HD TV up until last week, and I thought it was the shit. But when I got my new TV, man, blew it out the water. Like, it makes a huge difference. It really does. And I honestly didn't realize how much it does until last week. Just the detail that you can see and the colors and the way it pops off the screen.
And where the hell is you at, Brooklyn?
I'm done.
I don't want to hear that shit.
I'm in last place, man.
That's so good.
Yeah, contrast ratio.
You're gonna be in last place regardless. Just give me a couple of hours with this game. I'm beating y'all asses. Space. Hey, space is so quiet right now. This shit funny as hell.
Y'all were talking about fucking PS3, man. I don't have one of those.
Oh shit, hold up. We got some more callers, yo. Hold up. Damn it.
More what?
We got some more dudes from the site.
Oh, she'll be after.
Hold on. Somebody pause it. Can we pause it?
I ain't paused. Shit, I'm in first place.
Oh, damn it.
I paused my shit. Fuck you now.
Damn. Okay.
Hey, I got first place. I'm
going to have to come back on y'all.
No train.
We had somebody else from the site trying to get on. Well, see, that's what happens when you're late. Let's see, what else we had in the news this week, man? We had some cool
That Halo shit, man.
Yeah, the Halo update. So, how do y'all feel about that? How do you feel about the update? You know, they reset it all of our things.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna tell you how I feel about the update. Okay, man, I was pissed in the motherfucker because me and Scat played team doubles all day, right? And then, you know, that's what me and him do, you know. So I see him online. I'm like, oh shit! They said the Halo update came on. I'm geeked in the mud. You know, I'm doing backflips. You know, I'm making ice cream sandwiches. You know, burning up the kitchen. You know, yada yada, woo woo woo. And I seen the whole update. I read it. I tell Scat, yo, what's good, man? You know, I'm like, what's up, man? Let's go get this on, right? Next thing you know, I was like, team doubles. I see it was like, man, you need to download one of the maps. I'm like, all right, you know. I go try to download the map. It's the legendary map, man. What pissed me off is that I was 80 points away from getting that shit.
Oh, what you mean?
I couldn't
like
play
Microsoft
for the
points?
Whole day because I didn't have the legendary map.
You mean Microsoft points?
Yeah, I had 80 Microsoft points.
Oh, but that don't have shit to do with the update, man. Talking about.
No, we couldn't play team doubles.
Yeah, they make the update makes it so you have to have the new maps in order for you to play basic parts of the game.
Oh, like, what?
Yeah.
To do team doubles, you gotta have legendary.
That's dirty.
Yeah, you have to have legendary now.
See, I got all the maps, so.
First place, some of bitches. No.
Oh, that's lame, dude.
Oh, man. Yep. Was hurt. Oh,
honestly, though, all those maps should be free. I think that Halo would be a bigger game still if everybody had the variety of being able to play on all of the maps. You know?
Damn, well, you know they got to make their money.
Got my ass beat.
I can't use those fucking battle rifles.
Because some of the better maps, the newer ones are pretty funky to me. Like, I like some of the new ones.
Do what?
The newer maps like Ghost Town and Blackout. I like those stages.
Now they got Big Team Battle with the legendary joint. So it's like it's a lot more Avalanche and like Rat's Nest now.
Oh really?
Yeah, I was playing those
Big Team Battles now. Is that they drop it down from 8 to 6.
So what do y'all think about the new teaser trailer that they
Are they trying to say that they're about to have like a new campaign, or are they trying to say like
it's going
to
be like a update to the actual single player game, or it's actually multiplayer, right? Because it's up to 3 people could play at once. Yeah, so yeah, it's basically an extension to the campaign mode.
Hey, Scat, you already know what's up, boy. We already did.
They give a date.
Yeah, well, you know the trailer. Some people, you know how the fans do. They decoded some of the you know, secret whatever that Bungie put in there, or allegedly secret, and it's supposed to come out in like February.
Word.
Yeah.
The All-Star game happened February, baby.
So I don't know. I mean, honestly,
drop them bombs on me.
Me? The the campaign mode kinda was lackluster to me.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, it didn't really, it was fun, like it was more for me to learn how to play the game than it was like multiplayer was really what made me like the game. Single player was just something to do to learn how to play the game.
Alright. Me and Scat, we beat the game together on Legendary, so you know. You stood us up, Brooke, a couple of times.
Twice we fucking ran through it.
Only problem me and Scat had was the flood.
Yeah.
And the last part. Somehow the last part of the game. How bad you say drive.
Couldn't drive for shit.
I'm gonna need to get some comp in this game because y'all suck.
Look, I don't really look, this is not my expertise, you digs.
I'm just talking shit. Try to fuck with y'all.
Look, you got a game you can talk shit now. You know nobody is nowhere close to you.
The photo modes are ridiculous too. Have y'all fucked with that yet? Well, I know.
Look, you know, I fell off the motherfucking map.
Sound like a. I just think that Bungie hyped that up too much and didn't show us enough. Like, they went on about that announcement for a very long time. Like, since E3.
Yeah, I agree.
And what did they give us? A trailer that doesn't even show a
trailer
shot
with no words
fired.
In it. It's just a trailer.
It's a trailer, no words.
Yo, that's not even a trailer. That's a teaser.
Yeah. What's up with that?
That's fucked up.
Bungie for you.
What the fuck?
I ain't even gonna play no more. I lost, man. I'm pissed.
All right,
new drink.
You quitting?
I gotta get my weight up.
All right. Oh, you want to do one? Let's do one more, man.
Man, this guy got
okay. I'm on fire. I'm down. I'm down. I'm down. I'm hurt though.
You know, it'll get better.
You sound like me talking shit to you. Who is this guy?
Okay.
Just look.
So, yeah, I think there was a lot of that. That was a whole Luke fiasco. Fasco.
Oh, my friend.
Whose friend is he?
He ain't mine.
Should I?
What's the dude's name?
Luke Fasco. Luke Fasco. Fasso.
Luke Fasco.
I get booted.
How do you boot people?
I don't know. I just got this game. No.
Let's see. Damn it, I can't. Let's play with him.
Pause.
What's he gonna get a?
They ain't even
gonna all get our ass whipped.
Fuck it. I put friends only. It's one of y'all friends.
He ain't my friend.
I don't know him.
So
man,
you
ain't even got a PlayStation 3. Shut that shit down.
So in the news, what else do we have cracking?
The one-handed fireball.
Oh yeah, Shenlong, aka
Gouken.
I mean, you know, that was
we
just.
We finally get to see the dragon, man. The flame dragon punch.
It was about time they showed that, though. You know, like we all knew it was gonna happen. Because
you know what really got me though is when I remember when I first seen him, and this was like 92, 93 when right. they had that April Fools.
Right.
And I remember people was in the mall. Like, dog, let me beat you, and don't attack me. I gotta get all this unlocked so I can fight them. And people had the book with them,
what?
Everything. They was literally. I seen a guy spend at least like $20 so he can beat himself, so he gonna try to fight him, and then it didn't happen when he went and fought Bison. He was getting pissed. People was really
so hold up into that EGM issue had a picture of him in there too.
Yeah, they had him doing the dragon punch. Okay, Bison was knocked out, right. And they had Shenlong doing the dragon punch with the flame on it, with the ponytail and the ankle brace. Like he had an ankle weight in a gray suit.
Oh, really? I don't remember that.
Yes, I remember that. Like, my uncle got that issue, just trying to do it. I tried to do it. I seen a guy do it, but he didn't get him unlocked, and then, You know how EGM back in the day, they took forever to let you know it was an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, they did.
People was mad. I'm talking about, man, I ain't never seen so many people playing Street Fighter at one point in time.
But Street Fighter was like the game at that point. Like those, that 3 year period or whatever, when they released like Street Fighter 2 Champion Edition, then they had Hyper, then they had, you know, all that rainbow shit. With the fireballs that go in waves, and the Street Fighter was like everywhere. That was like a cultural phenomenon, dude. Like, yes. I know in New York, every pizza shop had that shit. Haha. Like, every corner store, bodega, stores that didn't even really have games before fucking had Street Fighter. Because it was like that. Like, it was that popular. And that is like, I've never seen any other game, you know? Scat took the lead.
Okay, so Scat, anyway. So how big was Street Fighter over there growing up?
Yeah, but saying that, fucking, I was only young. I was about, what, 5 years old. So I don't remember much of it. But I had that shit on the Mega Drive. But I was more of a Mortal Kombat fan.
So all of us Americans, Mega Drive is, you know, the Genesis. We don't...
Genesis does. So, what do you think about the Mortal Kombat vs. DC?
What?
Mortal Kombat vs. DC. How you feel about that?
Well, you're not talking to me, right?
I'm talking to...
No, you ain't talking to neither one of us. Because
right, we already know.
Well, say that again.
How you feel about Mortal Kombat vs. DC?
Oh, it looks fucking shite.
There you go.
I don't know why. There's just something about it. It just looks fucking awful. I won't be playing that shit anyway.
Right, I hear you.
And I'm actually looking more forward to the new Street Fighter than I am Mortal Kombat.
Wow.
Like I
can't
said
play, before. I can't play Street Fighter though with that Xbox 360 pad. It's fucking not built for it.
Mortal Kombat versus DC is a future weed plate.
Yeah.
It is. It's gonna be garbage.
It's gonna be bargain bin at some point.
Very quickly.
Damn, I'm in third place, dude. Ooh, damn.
I am the truth. I've been first place. I don't know what I'm doing.
So, what else is cracking in the news?
That new, Wario game.
Yeah.
Wario Shake. You know
it
what?
It looks really good. It's hand-drawn, too.
I almost bought it, too, but it seems like no one bought it.
Well, I've heard some reviews that say... Hey, oh, go ahead. Go ahead, man.
Oh, my bad. IGN said that was one of the top... There's like 20 games that you should have, and that was one of the 20 games you should have.
Really? What else is on that list?
Oh, man, I can't go look on the list. Oh, I lost.
What do you mean you lost?
I was in first. I had to leave like crazy. No More Heroes.
Right.
Trauma Center, New Blood, not the first Trauma Center.
The Wii.
What?
These are top games you have to have for the Wii.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brooke, you just passed me up.
Nah, dude. I'm
a monster.
Place.
What?
I'm in last place, man. Can't believe it. I fell in a pit.
I went to go check on the site and I forgot that we online. Let me go look that up right now at this moment.
I'm at the top.
Hi, IGN. I mean, all hip hop. I mean, IGN. They all look the same.
Oh, I just earned a trophy.
I don't care about your trophies. I got one too.
Fuck a trophy.
I ain't gonna tell you which one it is.
Fuck a trophy. So, 20.
Okay, 20 games you should have. Top 20 Wii games. Let me look at. Oh. Okay, I was looking, but then I had to realize that I had to whip y'all asses on this shit, because, you know,
great.
I'm the truth.
So, let's move on
ass,
for a
Mr.
little
Postman.
While.
Move that ass, Mr. Postman.
I've been going back and forth about this Mirror's Edge thing, man. Like, I decided I was going to get it when it came out. Then...
I'm not buying that shit.
I was like, no. And then I saw the new 1UP show that they dropped yesterday.
Uh-huh.
That shit looks dope. They did a feature on it. That shit looks pretty fucking fresh.
I'm not buying that shit. I don't trust it.
You don't trust nothing.
Looks like a 3DO game.
3DO.
Ooh!
Damn. No, it doesn't. That shit looks crispy.
Yeah, exactly. 3DO look crispy too, but all the games have horrible gameplay.
Yes.
You buy it. I'm gonna come by and play.
He said 3DO.
Man, 3DO, man, not with it.
And you know who made, you know who was behind 3DO, who helped made it, right?
Panasonic.
Yeah, and Electronic Arts. And you know who's making Mirror Edge, right?
Electronic Arts.
Electronic Arts.
The irony.
See? See? This is what I'm talking about. Shit is not a coincidence, people.
Yeah. Sure it ain't.
You see that? The thing, it just links up. All makes sense. You buy that
shit.
How many
beers are you on today?
None, man. I'm just
damn,
talking.
So he's like, man, he's I even bought that up for weeks.
But you know what? I respect that because it gets to a certain point, especially with this holidays coming up, man. You really got to make some tough decisions, man, because I'm not buying all this shit on my list. Like, I realized that. I was like, I could, but why? It's not even like I'm going to play all of that shit. Like, if I have 6 games on my list, right? Mm-hmm. What's the point in buying 6 games if I'm not going to really fucking play through all of them? You know, it doesn't really, it's not really a wise, I don't think it's a wise decision to cop all 6 from the jump. You know? So it's like, I might as well just go ahead, buy maybe the top 2. And you know how these games with the price drops anyway. So it's like, that's just my little strategy.
Okay.
I'm looking top forward to Fable 2.
I got a trophy.
Fable 2. I don't want to hear that shit.
So,
I'm looking forward to Tomb Raider.
Have you seen the new Tomb Raider video?
The new Tomb Raider video?
Yeah, there's a new one.
Yeah, tell us how you feeling. She's getting your horny.
I'm getting pissed off at the moment.
Why?
About I'm gonna about this fucking game.
Why are you getting pissed, man? Tell him why you mad, son.
I'm getting my ass beat.
Damn. I tried to change the music, and now I'm in last place. Every time I go, that's all good. I'll come back on y'all, bitches.
Hey, that's exactly what happened with me. You took first place when I did that.
Oh, damn. Yeah, there's a new Tomb Raider trailer, and it has like some different gameplay elements that they haven't revealed yet. You might want to check that out. Let's see. What else has been cracking in the news?
Something though, Tomb Raider has got a hell of a lot to live up to after Uncharted. Fuck
yeah. Yeah, Uncharted is shit. I was playing that earlier today. Uncharted,
you know,
I just love the way they incorporated the gunplay, you know? Like, those gunplay scenes are pretty cool. Like, it breaks up the exploring, and it's like, it's not even like a half-assed gunplay either. Like, it's actually fun with the cover and all that stuff. Like,
yeah,
it was well executed. They did a good job with that shit. And the graphics,
I feel like,
got your ass, Mr. Postman.
It has to be good. Like, they have no choice. Like, they can't mess this one up. But that franchise is really gonna take a huge L.
Yeah, yo, this is like the come to Jesus moment.
Hey, Zeus.
Yeah, but you all need to think. Tomb Raider Legend, that got a hell of a lot of good reviews.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, and people were thinking, oh, they finally done something right. I mean, Tomb Raider on the PS2, Angel of Darkness, that was fucking terrible. And then, like, Legend come out, and they were all like, oh, they're back on form now. You know what I mean? So, personally, I thought Legend was a pretty good game.
What system did you play that on?
On the Xbox.
Oh, the Xbox One or 360?
On the 360.
Okay, because that game is like pretty much, it's been on sale a lot. Like, you probably can get that for like $20 now. So,
I got that shit when it was first released, and then Tomb Raider Anniversary was released using the same engine. I prefer the PS1 version of Tomb Raider anyway.
Interesting.
So, do y'all want the top 20 games list for the Wii?
Yeah.
Okay, Metroid Prime 3 Corruption, Super Mario Galaxy, Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, Okami, what's next? which is Okami, which I really wanted real bad.
Yeah. Zack
and Weekend. Still haven't played that, you know. Still haven't. Looks fucking great.
Super Paper Mario. Deep. Deep Blob.
I heard about that Deep Blob shit.
That ain't even out yet, is it?
Wii Fit?
No, Deep Blob.
It just came out. I think it came out this week. Last week.
With Wario Shake?
I'm pretty sure Deep Blob is out. If it's not out now, it's about to come out within the next couple weeks.
I'm sure I've already seen that out. Over
okay,
here.
Smash Brothers. Resident right. Evil 4. Like
Resident Evil 4.
No, it's not a top 20 list. Ooh. It's just the games you need to get. Wario Land Shake It. SSX Blur. I'm just running into the wall. I don't really give a... Man, I ain't even got no chance of winning this shit. I ain't want to hear it. Scarface, the world is yours.
Oh, Trump.
Trauma Center, New Blood. Boom Blocks. Medal of Honor, Heroes 2. I heard that was real good, too. Because of the online play.
I had it.
You got it?
I just paid it in.
Pro Evo 2008.
Yeah, Pro Evo fucking amazing.
For Wii?
Yeah.
Wow.
No More Heroes.
Pro Evo in general is fucking amazing.
Mario Kart Wii and an Excite Truck.
Ah!
Those are the games.
Those are like all the games that everybody already knows they have to buy.
Yeah.
Like,
There's no breakthroughs on that. There's no aha moments.
Right.
Oh, you
oh shit, you know what's crazy?
What?
Y'all wanna hear some funny shit?
What?
I've been reading that list, right? And Wipeout, you just really hurt my feelings, or y'all guys really suck, cause I'm in second place.
I think it's on autopilot for you, dude. I think, like, since you wasn't doing anything, the game just said, fuck it, I'm a race for you. Because you're in second place.
Oh, man.
Yup. I got beat by autopilot.
It's on autopilot? It's on autopilot, Talon?
Had to be.
How you check autopilot off?
Oh, man. You flying autopilot, dude?
Yup, and you ain't even playing this shit, so we don't even hear that shit.
Autopilot.
Yeah, and you still behind on the Star Wars too. You probably playing that shit on easy.
Nah, man.
So none of y'all finished that game yet?
Nah, it ain't on. It's not on autopilot. Cause I'm running into the wall
there
right
no,
now.
There's no always on autopilot. There's that help assist mode that, like, if you're a new player, it kind of like prevents you from hitting the corners. So, like, if you're playing with, like, a newbie.
Oh, man, that's bullshit. That's that red line.
Oh, is that what you're playing with? Ah, you playing with the... Because when you first start the game up, it asks you, are you new to Wipeout? And if you say yes, it puts that assist mode on that prevents you from hitting the corners. It's like training wheels.
Autopilot.
It's not autopilot. It's assist mode. Autopilot,
man, like
is the
bumpers at the motherfucking bowling alley.
Yeah, it's like bumpers.
Uh-huh.
Prevents you from scraping
you ain't
the corner.
Even playing it.
you playing it in the kiddie mode. You ain't even on whatever.
Aha, you playing with bumpers.
Yeah,
I'm about to play this live on 9 demo. Playing this NBA live
on
9 demo.
Oh, come on, dude.
Yeah, tell us how that live demo is, because, you know, live has never been that good since 2K basketball.
So
that's really took over.
Spaceballs, are you still playing on Madden? What happened to that? You was all about Madden for a minute.
Yeah, I play Madden Madden's one of those games where it's like when people come over, you play Madden.
Okay.
So I was playing Madden yesterday. I'll probably play a little bit later on. You know, I'm still playing it.
Okay.
You don't put Madden down officially until the next Madden comes out.
Okay. Just asking.
Talent.
Because there's certain games that I, you
this
know.
This is true. This
they just
true.
Fall
That's
out of. Sometimes games just fall
it.
Out of rotation, you know?
Not Madden. Madden and heavy rotation.
Seriously.
Oh!
I know straight up.
What helps that?
Madden is like Pro Evo overseas.
Yeah, sports games are like that. You just play them. You play them straight through the regular season while you're watching the sport, and then when you wait for the season to start back up, you play it some more, and then when a new version comes out, you pick it up. That's just how they are. Exactly. That's the life cycle. Let's see this live on 9 demo. Because NBA 2K has been actually whooping on EA in regards to basketball games.
Since 04.
Yeah. So let's see what they're presenting. Sports.
It's in the game. Last year they did. Last year Live did a good job. They did a good job. It still wasn't better than 2K8. It wasn't better than 2K8.
Exactly. This Live has to be better than 2K8 or has no chance.
It got to be better than 2K7 to be in the running.
Wow. They got a picture of Tony Parker in the intro. And it's totally CG, but it definitely looks just like Tony Parker.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's where all their money's going to. That right there, not gameplay.
Yeah, I mean, this game looks beautiful. Like, wow.
Scat! Take out the trash!
Oh, man, I might have to pick this up. I might have to get this
You're
game.
Not picking it up. You're picking up 2K8 basketball. Oh, 2K9.
Oh, no, man.
That's what happens every year, man. Them CGs. Remember, CG is not gameplay.
Oops.
Yo, in this version, they have this thing called NBA DNA, where it's like, it shows how players play against each other in actual games, and it updates, so like, the matchups are accurate. Like
Kobe.
It shows how Kobe would play against Dwayne Wade versus Kobe versus somebody else, and then they adjust how do people play, based upon their actual stats.
Mm-hmm. I seen that, Brooke. Oh! What was that bullshit?
What?
You got ahead of me, man. You ran into the wall and everything.
I didn't run into the wall. I jumped.
How you jump?
Skills.
That shit. That's why you in last place, Scat.
Hello.
I'm on the lap and I'm fucked.
That's pretty impressive.
Okay.
Yo, I had to pause the game, and that's why I'm in fucking last.
Sure.
Yeah. That ass whip, Mr. Postman.
So how's this wipeout, man? You guys are just over there not saying nothing. You just
dude.
Look, this shit.
It's insane. Yeah, it's fun. And this is not even. Have y'all tried the zone mode? It's ridiculous. Yo,
I
dude,
done,
you get to play this.
You know I ain't done shit. So, I did one of your numbers with Castle Crashers. You just went straight. You didn't even went straight and played it.
You know what though? You know what? I hit me this morning.
What's that?
They haven't released that patch for that shit yet.
And you know what's crazy about that? It's all good now.
I'm turning off the.
Me and MT. I beat the game with MT off the site. Go ill off the site, and we did not one of us dropped.
I'm turning.
We went through four levels and. And not one of them would drop.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's probably just all of the people that was on it at once?
Yeah, it's probably the service.
Well, I'm done with Wipeout people.
Me too. I cut it off.
Yeah.
So Xbox Live is going to be down Monday.
Are they going to give us the avatars on Tuesday?
No. It's not till November.
So what are they doing?
It's just they say they're getting ready for the launch of the update.
I call bullshit.
What do you think it is? That has to be what it is.
They need to. But they might hit us with the okie doke though.
What's the okie doke?
I don't know, them avatars the next day.
You think? I doubt it.
I don't know, man. It's Microsoft. They like to do that. They'll say something, and then the next minute they'll change it, and it's for the better.
Like when?
Really?
Like when?
They do. I don't know. Like, I ain't even happened. Drinking either, so.
Call them out, like when?
The Halo!
What? Like what about the Halo?
They said, bam, 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 I don't know. I'm just, okay, let me think.
Let it go, man, let it go.
What Microsoft has done.
Let it go.
I'm letting it go. I'm worried about trying to knock this, trying to beat this Star Wars. Okay. I'm Lady Goo.
What that piece of shit.
Why don't you like Star Wars, Scat? Tell us why you don't like Star Wars.
It's just fucking too shit for me. Don't like that shit.
Why? You mean the franchise in general, right?
Just sci-fi in general, fuck it. Nah, it's not for me.
But you played Halo with me, though. We beat Halo together.
Halo is all sci-fi, dude.
Yeah, so what's the difference?
I can play Halo, but there's something about Star Wars. I just can't get into it. Nah.
What? You played Assassin's Creed, right?
And I fucking hated that game.
I think everybody hated Assassin's Creed, but they don't like to admit it.
That was the biggest letdown of the year.
Wow. You got a lot of
like
hype.
Like Star Wars? Like the Star Wars is going right now for me?
It was hyped so much, and it was just a big letdown. But
this Star Wars is a pretty big letdown so far.
Hold on. There's some more people that are trying to join in, but they haven't read the thread. I'm about to tell them how.
Arthur's gonna be pissed.
Yeah.
Man, all Arthur's gonna do is talk about 360 this, 360 that. And at least Space got a Wii also, you know. So, okay. Has any of y'all played any Wii games lately?
I'm always playing Mario.
I stole my Wii and just kitted out the 360.
Damn.
I played Mario Kart this morning and I played Guitar Hero 3 this morning.
I would have played Mario Kart, but you know why I'm not playing that no more. Oh, which brings me to another point. Yo, Wipeout HD has some really fucking brilliant motion controls. You could actually play it like you play Mario Kart.
Get out of here.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Yes, you could. It has motion control. It has the same fucking Mario Kart tilt shit. Tilt the 6-axis left and right and back and forward to do your pitch and your tilt. And it's fucking precise as hell. Go figure.
Look like I know what to do in a bit.
Yup.
Oh yeah, Rondo. I'm over here playing NBA Live, Celtics versus Lakers.
Mario Kart killer.
Lakers versus Celtics.
F-Zero killer.
So that was a great game.
Oh, Lakers versus Celtics was the shit.
Yes.
Lakers versus Celtics.
That was when EA had those Genesis or Mega Drive carts that was long as hell.
Yeah, right.
Like the one that's
the yellow.
Oh my gosh! Wow! Somebody just asked to play a game with me.
So Garnett.
And his name is the Brick. He trying to get me to play some Gears.
I fought that piece of shit game. I hate that game.
Oh, no. Man. Scat, tell him why you don't like Gears, man.
Gears, I don't like Gears either.
The worst game ever.
Why do people love that game so much? I bought it and I sold it. Like, I didn't like it.
Scat will tell you why he hate Gears.
Why?
Tell him why you hate Gears.
We've just had some... it's just horror stories surrounding that game.
Like what?
So there's just parts of that game that are so hard to do. Oh no, I can't even think about it. That's pissing me off right now. Just thinking about that shit.
Okay, me and Scat went to go through Gears on Insano, the hardest difficulty, right? Because of the net code of the game, it really messed. And he's in the UK, and I'm in the States. We had so many problems.
Oh.
Like, game would lag up. We didn't have as much fun as we did playing Halo.
Uh-oh.
Halo.
I broke a controller playing Gears with Scat.
Yeah, I remember that.
The 360 controller. I slammed it. The thing broke in half. No, it didn't really break in half. I just know that a lot of moves will happen when I ain't supposed to be doing it playing sports games. That's it.
Gears of War just looked like fucking poop. That fucking doo-doo brown shit.
I mean, I think it looks really good. I just feel like, I don't know.
I don't like
the way it moves.
I'm pissed.
Look, we all hating on Gears, and that shit is like a blockbuster game. That just shows you that just because it's hype doesn't mean it's great. Oh, which leads me to another point. I put in Grand Theft Auto yesterday just to fucking... I was like, you know what? Okay, this is what happened. Not yesterday. This was Thursday when Wipeout HD came out. Yeah, I'm talking about that again. The PSN is so fucking slow downloading shit. Like, everything you have to download from the store takes forever. When I went to download the Little Big Planet beta, which is like about a gig, that shit took forever.
I forgot.
We gotta talk about the PlayStation Store also. Okay, last week I downloaded that core issue,
right?
And you know, I did not get the beta code for SOCOM.
It's in there. It's in the menu.
It was a late issue. Cause I got the issue too late.
So is that what it says?
They took it off.
Oh, it's not on there.
So I went to try to get the resistance data, and they didn't let me get it because I didn't get the issue that time.
Is that what it says?
Came out. No, that's the only thing I'm thinking. If not, man,
it's not in the menu because you know in the menu it has the option to download stuff.
Yeah. And I went to download it, and it was like this option is not available. Or it's been taken off.
Oh,
or you
shit.
Already downloaded.
Oh,
they
you
said
got
it with
played.
The Resistance and SOCOM.
Played.
Fuck yes.
Them. But.
And you know how long that took me to download that issue? The whole podcast and after the podcast.
That shit fucking sucks, dude.
My bad. How long was that podcast, Brooke? Last week's?
Oh, like an hour. But like I was saying, the shit takes forever to download shit from the PSN store. If it's about a gig, it takes forever. So I was waiting for Wipeout to download, which took about an hour and a half or some shit like that. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let me put on my 360, play some GTA because I haven't played it forever. It gets no love. I got this brand new TV. I wonder how GTA looks on my new TV, right? Because I've been pretty much going through all of my other games to see how great they look on my TV because I got a new Samsung whatever yada yada. Anyway, so I put in GTA 1080p. That shit looks, it doesn't look good. GTA doesn't look good on my TV. Everything else looks great. It looks kind of muddy. It just didn't appeal to me. I had no reason to want to get back into it. Like, I literally cut it on, drove around, couldn't remember what I had to do last. Looked at my options menu. Couldn't figure out. Called everybody on my phone. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. And I just took that shit right back out. And I don't even know if I'll ever put that shit back in. I don't get how that game could get a 10. Like, it's not that good. It's not that good.
So I already explained this on the site. Why it got a 10.
Why?
I can't remember that shit now. I'll have to find it.
That shit is just hype. Marketing hype. Because that shit is not a 10. Believe that.
I mean, I think from what I can remember, it was all the subtle things where you can literally follow someone down a street and listen to their conversation. And, like, you know, driving down and seeing all the smoke and mist come out of the fucking manholes and all. It's all that type of shit, which is the reason it got a 10.
Right.
Because it was basically pushing the boundaries and, like, the power of the system. And nobody else is doing that at the moment.
But it's not a gorgeous-looking game, though.
Basically what they were saying.
But it's not a gorgeous-looking game, though.
No.
Graphically, it's
not always about looks, Brooke.
But I'm saying a 10 implies... And a 10 implies it's
perfect.
Not, well, you know, virtually. I mean, I know nothing's perfect, but 10 implies it's excellent on all fronts. And it's that game doesn't excel in the graphics front. It's good. It's not like, oh my god. Like, you know, like Metal Gear Solid has better looking character CG scenes and like.
Yeah.
So I don't see how we could get a 10 in the graphics front. I don't know.
Hey, what's y'all two talking about Metal Gear Solid right now? Because, you know, y'all both got it and I ain't got that shit.
I haven't heard y'all talk
talking about that game.
Yeah. But
Metal Gear Solid got let down with the online.
The online sucked. Oh,
it was unbelievable.
Kojima just when this site had Kojima release a statement talking about how he recognizes that the Konami ID and the other code that you had to have, because you had to have two different IDs to play online.
Yeah.
He said he finally admitted it was a bad idea and that they should
absolute joke.
They should figure out a way to remove it. Well, he says something to that effect. Like he says, hold on, I'm gonna read it to you. How about that? Let's get it right. I don't like quoting shit off.
I quote shit off all the time.
Let's see.
Well, you know, I actually found the beta, and it took me like 2 or 3 days to actually get into it because no one could get a Konami ID. It was a joke.
Yeah, that shit is a joke. That online shit. They should have just not even did it.
You know why they did it? Because the shit on the PSP. They had the PSP, so online gaming.
They had to do something.
Yeah. I just don't like when they try to just put shit in there just to say it's in there. Just so it could be another selling point on the box.
EA Sports. It's in the game. Boom! That's what that was.
Over here playing. I gave up on NBA Live. It was pretty good, but I'm playing an NHL 2K9 demo right now.
So you know how to play hockey?
No.
Then you gonna be icing all day.
I did have NHL 95 for the Super Nintendo.
Oh man, when you were tearing up Wayne Gretzky,
Eric Lindros.
You'd be running in front of people, be hitting them in the thin. Like, Wayne Gretzky out for a game.
Flyers were awesome in the game.
Okay, here it is. September 26, 2008, right? What's today? The 27th. This is what Kojima says. Honestly, officially, I can't say anything on Konami ID and game ID. It's a company policy. But frankly speaking, the idea wasn't a very good one. The fact is that Konami's direction was that we create a game ID and Konami ID for the online components. And now we're seeing that it's not working so well and we have to think about how to turn it around. Fucking right.
Well, I've just found this thing about GTA anyway that I was telling you about. For the reason it got a 10. So basically, IGN is saying... where is it? Everything in GTA 4 works in harmony. The story will be nothing without the city. The city gains realism from the physics engine. The physics complement the improved AI. The AI would make no sense without the new cover system. And it goes on to say, like, even though it got a 10, it's not a perfect game. It just means that it's pushing. What?
How could you say even though? How could you give a game a 10 and then say it's not a perfect game?
I'm telling you, it's like they say, even though the game got a 10, it doesn't mean it's perfect. All it means is that the game is pushing boundaries, it's expanding the genre and doing many things to a level so far above and beyond its competitors that they overshadow any flaws. So, and it goes on to say that even though it has some issues and most noticeable in the cover system, there's so many things of GTA that are better than anything else out there that it just overshadows the flaws entirely. So that's why it got a 10. So, you know.
That's bullshit. I don't know when a 10 stopped meaning perfect. That's like getting five mics in the source and being like, this is not a classic album.
Yeah, I don't think GTA is going to be in anybody's classic list.
Sorry, I scored a goal.
It's a forgettable experience. So far,
I haven't played that shit for about 2 years.
I think that's probably why they're trying to make those episodes like the best damn thing out.
Yeah.
The biggest the biggest problem with GTA 4 was that was Nico Bellic.
Yo, speaking of Nico Bellic, character. He was on I was watching game trailers last night and they had him they were live from Comic-Con and he was there. The guy that did the voice of Nico Bellic.
Word.
Yeah, I heard he's broke. Like, I heard Rockstar really beat him upside his head. Like, he didn't get any royalties. Like, whoa. Nothing like that. He got a flat fee.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
He should have got at least a bonus, you know?
At least some royalties. At least 5 cents off every unit.
Not even 5 cents. I mean, you know, there are a lot of voices in that game, but he should have at least got, like, a bonus. Like, if we sell over 1 million units, we'll cut you, you know, hit you off with a check for whatever X amount of dollars. Like, bonus is, you know, because that way it's like, okay, if the game does well, you get a little something here, you know.
He got screwed, so he had like a little booth set up at Comic-Con, like, meet Nico Bellic, whatever his name is.
Damn.
He had a booth, like, on some, like...
That's how they do you.
I'm broke now.
There we go again.
Damn, homie.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's how they do it.
How it is.
Well, what they say on that Jada Kiss album? You cannot escape the rape.
So, okay, here's a little news flash. Xbox just sent an email out. Y'all probably got it in your email boxes. It's see the new Xbox experience now.
Oh, word? What?
Yeah, see it now on... Don't even get too hyped, though. It says, see it now on Xbox.com. So, on Xbox.com, they have, like, virtual tours of the whole experience.
Oh. We have to go see the house?
What?
You know how they be like, we're going to go see a tour of the house or something. Man, I'm over here. I ain't even worried about the Xbox right now. I'm on Super Stardust HD. Endless mode, and I just died. Man, this is hard. Endless mode on that game is extremely hard. No, survival mode. Seven minutes survival.
I told you all to buy that game. I told you that shit was addictive.
It is. It's pretty fun.
Okay. So, Scat, you got, do you have, what's his name? What is that game now?
Mega Man 9. That came out.
Oh, I downloaded the demo.
Oh, really? How was it?
Man, just like any it was like the first Mega Man. Throw that shit out in the window. That shit was too damn hard.
Yeah, it's definitely a hardcore game.
I was thinking about buying it, but I'm not too sure.
No, it's hard as fuck.
It's on every system. It came out for the Wii on Monday, and then it came out for PS3 on Thursday and Xbox 360 on Wednesday.
But there's no fucking trophy
on Xbox.
I'll buy that shit on Xbox.
I did not see it on Xbox. I think they put Duke Nukem instead of
Nah, it's out for every system. It's out for all of them. Yeah, it's out.
Oh wait. I found this shit because it actually gives a release date for the Xbox Live one. I'll find that shit. Ugh. You can saw it.
Huh? Who can talk? I could talk all day if I want.
No, it all went silent. It's like, what the fuck?
So yeah, I think that the Wario game, I might rent that. That sounds like a game that should be rented.
Heard it's short. Heard it's pretty good, but short.
Yeah. I could get with that. But you Mega Man 9, sorry. Thanks, but no thanks. And I said thanks, but no thanks to that Bridge to Nowhere. Sorry, well, I got that joke.
Oh, it's all good. So, man, what else? So, Scat, what games are you playing, bro? What games are you really into? Because every time I look up, you're playing something different. That's crazy. And it's mostly PlayStation games.
I told you I've been killing the PS3 lately. I'm fed up of the 360.
Why?
Well, to be honest, I'm skint at the moment, so I ain't been buying no new games. So, all the games I've got now, I'm bored to death of. You know? However, that will all change when Fable 2 is released. I'm looking forward to that game.
Yes.
I cannot
got
wait.
Another fan.
When does that come out? November or October?
October the 27th, I think it is.
Ah.
Well, sometime around those last couple of days. Hmm. But, games I'm playing at the moment, well, Wipeout, obviously. Super Stardust. Still killing that. But as far as actual retail games go, I'm not playing much.
I mean, shit, it all counts to me. I mean, at this point, some of the downloadable games are fucking better than the retail games. Like, Castle Crashers is fun as hell. I still haven't finished that shit, but...
I still haven't even played that shit.
Damn. Yeah.
You can't even say that, man. We might whip your ass.
Yo, did you know that you could share PS3 games? Like, the online?
Yes.
Ones?
We can game share games.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, like, if... Let's say I have my account, right? My PSN account. And I go over your house, or I email you my login to my PSN account, and you log
in.
You can download the games onto your system, log out of my account, and still have them on your system and play them. That's how they do it. But you can only do it 3 times on 3 different systems.
No, my friend was actually talking to me about that before, because apparently he's downloaded Burnout Paradise, which is now on the PSN.
Right.
And he was telling me that I'd be able to actually store it onto my hard drive by using his username and password.
Yep.
I'm like, you can't do that shit, serious. Yep. But he said it happens.
Yep. Sure.
So I might have to just get that game off him.
There you go.
Burnout Paradise is a really good game. I like it.
Yeah. But, I mean, I was in two minds about whether to buy it on PS3 or to get it for the 360. But if I can get it for free on the PS3, then
that's
you know.
A no-brainer. But I'm saying the 360 should have better online, though, man. Right? The online gotta be way better on 360. Gotta be.
And plus, they just added the new bikes to the game, too.
Yeah, it's free, too. That's dope.
And it's the new achievements, and the bikes is meant for you not to wreck. They meant for you to look around the Paradise Island, the place.
Yeah, but also, we've actually added an actual new island as well, a whole new island for you to explore.
Ooh. Burnout Paradise was a real fun game.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. Like, the multiplayer, the demo was good. I liked the demo. I would rather get Pure, though.
Oh, I don't know.
That game looks awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so tempted to pick it up.
Me too, man.
Yeah, I played that. It was a good game.
I'm just like...
Well, to be honest, I'd probably still pick MotorStorm over it. Something
really?
About MotorStorm that I really like.
Did you try the demo?
No!
The beta?
Nah. We ain't got that shit over here.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
You gotta just get core.
You gotta get
the latest core. It's $299 or $199, $299. And it has
never saw that over here. What the fuck?
They don't have core?
I've never heard of that.
I'm gonna have to give you the
core. Oh, they don't
have
core
issue.
They don't have core. Let's see.
That's
it. Yeah, damn.
You got a UK account. I mean, a European account, don't you, Brooke?
Yeah. Yep, I sure do.
Woo!
Let's make a US account. But, yeah.
Yeah, I might have to give you some of the issues, Scat.
Yeah. Core, let's see.
Because so many people were going on about, oh yeah, I've played the demo of MotorStorm 2. I'm like, where the fuck is this demo at? I want to play this shit.
Core and future... Okay, they're making one. Core UK is on the way. Announced an agreement. SCEE and Future Publishing have announced an agreement to bring a digital magazine to the UK in the exact same way Sony of America and Future combined in the US to bring Core to American masses. So it might not be the same name, yada yada yada. It'll launch in early 2009. I like Future Publishing makes a lot of great magazines that we import. I import here. They make they produce the Edge. They publish Edge. They publish Design Magazine, Computer Arts Magazine.
Oh. Yeah.
Computer Arts Projects Magazine and
series,
those are like Computer Arts is like a serious like if you're into like Photoshop, graphic design, you know, doing anything with like Flash or web tools or trying to build websites or anything of that nature, Computer Arts Magazine is the shit, because you'll learn all of the pro tips, and it has like great tutorials that comes with a CD that has like free fonts and free graphics on it and free programs, and it's really good. The tutorials are really easy to follow, and the projects that they have in their magazines are real straightforward. Like, it's not hard to follow, you know, like some tutorials is like, what the fuck, the steps are so like crazy, but it's really good. So if you ever had an interest in that, you might want to pick that up. I think it's like £8 or something.
$16 for us.
It's like a $15 issue.
Yeah, they are expensive.
They're like $15 here.
They're really good though.
It's worth it. I mean, it's because it's a pro. Like, you're getting pro tips. Like, they're dropping jewels on you. So, but I don't know. Yeah, FYI. But yes, sir.
I'm about to jump out of this podcast in a minute because the football's on. I ain't missing shit.
We don't care about that football. We talking about Touchdown Nebraska. Whoa, Nelly. Football.
We're playing that.
Football.
We don't want to see nobody kicking no ball. We trying to see hut one, hut two, hut three, hut.
That ain't football. That's soccer. And uncut. That ain't football. That's soccer. Nah, I hear you, man. So, yep. Finally got the headset. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Good looking out.
Only took 12 weeks.
Word, right? Yeah, we are 12 now. That's crazy. Time flies when you're having fun.
Nah, but tell you, the thing is, I've finally got a new laptop and it's got a built-in microphone and webcam and all that shit, so...
Man, you know what he's doing with that webcam, and I don't want to hear about it.
So hold up, so you're talking into the built-in microphone?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good, man. It sounds pretty decent.
Yes, it does.
Pretty beat.
Until I play this shit back and I sound like a fucking knob.
Okay.
Shit.
That's what's up. So. What? So okay. So what you been playing? We know what Scat's been playing. What you been playing, Talon?
Oh, I'm playing that Star Wars Force Unleashed, second to last level of the game. I'm about to play. I just bought a couple of Wii games. You know, a couple of cheap Wii games. I bought the Jenga. You know, I ain't played it yet. Me and my girlfriend can play it. And the Game Party. I played a game party. We rented a game party. And if you're anybody that loves beer pong, there's a beer pong type game on there. So you do not have to worry about having beer all on your table. Find a long enough table. I just got games, so you know, drinking games, really. Jenga, that's a drinking game. You tip it over, you can't drink.
Dude, I got some Kettle One I'm about to get on right after this.
Ooh.
Yep. In the freezer.
And I got I got Hexic 2. I have not played it yet, but I downloaded it. Hexic, whatever it's called, and then Wipeout HD. I'm gonna be on that like crazy. Yeah. I'm gonna whip y'all asses.
Man,
yeah.
I didn't hear that shit. Y'all making all them noise. Yeah, I said it too, and I meant it. I'm gonna whip y'all asses.
Alright, we'll see.
With my bumpers.
The one thing you can't do is you can't play co-op online.
Oh, so you're talking about co-op in the same room?
Nah,
in the same...
you can't.
That's whack.
You can't. You can play co-op. The co-op mode is fun, though, but you can't do it online. Maybe they'll release the, like how they...
button mashing.
Oh, sorry, that was me typing.
Oh, man, we thought she was playing Soul Calibur.
Yo, what happened to Soul Calibur, space bars?
I let my homeboy hold it. I borrowed Force Unleashed.
Okay, no doubt.
I'm gonna get it back tomorrow.
So,
you know he's getting back tomorrow because the Force Unleashed was not what it was.
We never did get those games in on Turbo HD either.
Who, us?
Yeah. Yeah, ooh, who, us?
You wanna play?
Come on, man. What's up?
Yeah. Right, I play a Madden
about
right now.
Some food.
Nah, I'm not. Not right now, but, you know, stop ducking, man.
Whatever, motherfucker.
Just had to let people know that. It's been 2 weeks since he got that stick, and...
Whatever.
You know, duck. Can't run forever.
So you want to know what I'm playing?
Yes, sir.
I am playing... I was playing Force Unleashed, but I've officially given up on that game. So, I'm playing Madden, Halo, training for Guitar Hero. What am I buying soon? I'm buying... Damn, what am I buying soon? I'm not buying anything, actually. Not until Guitar Hero comes out. I don't see anything else really tickling my fancy right now, game-wise. Playing a bunch of demos. I might get Pure, though. I seriously might buy Pure.
Yeah, that shit looks pretty dope, man. That shit looks fun. Yeah, I don't know what I would buy. Yeah, like, now that Wipeout HD's out, I pretty got enough shit to play. I mean, unless Turbo HD Remix, the final version, comes out, I don't really know of any downloadable titles that's, like, pending that I was really anticipating like that. But a bunch of games are going to come out next month, though. The end of the
oh,
month.
Yeah. Oh, the yeah. You know so me.
I think
you
Tomb Raider comes out. I'm addicted Tomb Raider to comes out next games. Month. Tomb Raider comes out next month, so.
Yeah, I ain't getting it. Not I me.
I'm not getting it, but I will.
Yeah, because you're getting, what you call it?
What?
Mirror's Edge.
Yeah, I think I'm going
to get it.
3DO. So.
Enjoy.
Yes, sir. But yeah, I've been playing Wipeout HD, Uncharted, Bionic Commando Rearmed. The last board on that game is so fucking hard, dude. It's like that old school what the fuck hard. It really is. Nah, seriously. Let's see. I was trying to play through Dead Rising, but I realized that I'm never going to get into that game. So that's one of the games that I'm just going to have to go ahead and get rid of. And I'm really considering getting rid of GTA 4 too. I'm going to give that shit one more try. And then it might go
my food's on its way. Yeah.
What?
What the hell? Where the fuck did that come from? You playing Cooking Mama?
He had a moment.
I just have to order some food, man.
Word.
Me too.
That shit's funny.
I don't care. I'm about to go grill anyway.
Yeah, yo. So, I think that's it, fellas.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Wrap this up. Y'all need to get that practice in.
I don't want to hear that shit. Break!
Podcast.
Break the Give Starship Enterprise.
Any shout outs, fellas?
Scat, finally.
Word.
Yeah.
Shouts out to my fantasy football leagues. American football. I don't know if y'all have Fantasy Evo.
Fantasy.
But shouts out to the Fantasy Football League.
Look. Shout out to BK Beats.
Yeah. Please.
Hot Tracks, aka Bingo. Shout out to GameManx.com.
Yeah.
Shout out to S. Zuda, who tried to get on the podcast. And unfortunately, I was playing Wipeout while he was trying to ping me. My bad, homie.
I gotta say one thing. You gotta show the guys the joystick, the buttonless joystick on the joystick vault.
Which one? What are we talking about?
The LCD one, where you just touch it. You know, the finger swipe one.
Oh, yeah. That's supposed to be coming out.
Mmm.
Yeah. It's a touch. It has it's for this Japanese shoot 'em up game that has, it has a touch screen on it. I don't know. It's called, shit, what's it called? The Optimus. I'll tell you right now. Otamia, shit. Otomedius Gorgeous. Hyperstick Pro.
I haven't seen the Gunners you've seen to Molly Sheffield United in midweek. They would probably have preferred to wait a while longer.
What the fuck?
And now...
That's that BBC channel.
Bloody hell.
It's match of the day on the BBC.
That's the game. All right, fellas, on that note... Peace.
Detroit.